Lamb of God, that takes away the sin of the world, grant us thy peace. As we again listen to St. John's account of the suffering and death of our Savior, we heard about the particular incidents and stages in our Lord's way to the cross. But one great theme runs through all of this, and indeed through the whole of our Lord's earthly life, from beginning to end. And this one great theme is the overruling providence of God. The overruling providence of God. The divine wisdom, power, and love of our Heavenly Father, who accomplishes his truly loving purpose through the unruly wills and passions of sinful mortals, not depriving sinful human beings of their ability to scheme and act in sinful ways, not taking from the power to choose, that power to choose, which is the Creator's own gift to his human creatures. Not forcing human beings to obey his will, not exercising any compulsion at all. On the contrary, God allows evil men to do their very worst against him, yet accomplishes his truly loving purpose, not merely in spite of human rebellion, but actually through it, by means of it. So all the events which seem to be nothing more than victories won by the craftiness and deceitfulness of the devil and wickedness, not only fail to halt the purpose of God, but in fact become in his hands the very instruments through which he carries out his will and advances his truly loving purpose. No opposition can bewilder or defeat him. No situation, no matter how desperate it may seem in our eyes, is beyond his control. No problem can baffle the infinite resources of his wisdom. Such is the overruling providence of God, that his final trouble, triumph, there can be no doubt at all. But in this life, we walk by faith and not by sight, because his final triumph is not yet of this world, and only too often the evil powers of this world are terribly and overwhelmingly strong, for, as St. John tells us in the book of Revelation, the devil has come down to us in great wrath, knowing that his time is short. Nevertheless, we can, on occasion, even perceive something of the action of God in bringing good out of his deliberate acceptance of this agony and death for our sake, his deliberate acceptance of death for our sake. As he himself said, "No one takes my life from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again." The Lord Jesus was a victim, but he was a willing victim. We see in him not only a victim of unspeakable hatred and cruelty, of the evil will of the devil and sinful men. We also see in him the supreme gift of our Heavenly Father for our salvation. We see in the Lord Jesus a sacrifice prepared before the foundation of the world. We see the wisdom and the love of God using this unspeakable evil for the accomplishment of his truly loving purpose. We see the overruling providence of God making all things work together for good for those who love. As the psalmist says, "This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes." And it is in this light that we must also see this present world. In the light of the cross, we see that even now it is God who governs the tortured paths of the human story, who is able to direct the course of human history. using for his truly loving purpose even the unholy wills and passions of sinful mortals, we see the overruling providence of God being certain that nothing can ever separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus, our crucified and risen Lord. So let us then conclude this Good Friday meditation with the words spoken by the Savior already on the night before the supper. Jesus.